You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Other than, like, having it not be named Guantanamo, it's got some historical baggage, but it really is, at this point, a model of what we should be doing when we think about long-term detention.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at issues behind the news. This week, 10 years of Guantanamo Bay, a decade of controversy.
The Guantanamo Bay Detention Center is a reminder that the U.S. war on terror continues. Many critics have called for its closure, saying detainees have been subjected to torture, human and legal rights violations. 10 years after it was built, changes have been made. But criticisms persist, notes senior fellow Benjamin Wittitz, as he examines Guantanamo Bay, its past and its future.
I remain agnostic as to whether Guantanamo should be open or closed. I observe that it is not going to be closed.
By all indications, Ben, you're correct. Guantanamo Bay will not be closed anytime soon. But is part of the reason because Guantanamo Bay was so carefully chosen in the first place and it met a very strict set of criteria?
Secretary of Defense at the time, Don Rumsfeld, called Guantanamo the least worst place. It's a famous comment with some irony, but it's not inaccurate. And Guantanamo was chosen because it was close by, operationally secure, under total U.S. jurisdiction and control, and not part of the sovereign territory of the United States or subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. courts. Now, the problem that arose almost immediately was that the question of whether it really was not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. courts came up, right? And it came up within months of Guantanamo's opening. It took 8 years to resolve it, but now it is subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. courts. And so the irony of choosing Guantanamo for that reason is that that reason did not persist. And Guantanamo, holding somebody in Guantanamo today is not all that different legally from holding them in the United States.
But other conditions did exist. There are allegations of torture. There's a lack of access to jurisprudence, inhumane accommodations. And these were the things that gave fodder to all the criticism that Guantanamo Bay should be closed in the first place.
There were certainly alleged abuses there, some of which, you know, ironically, many fewer than there were at the Afghanistan facilities from which people were brought to Guantanamo, Kandahar and Bagram in particular. But there were certain interrogations that took place at Guantanamo that were, you know, very rough. And the general conditions were quite Spartan, these wire cages and the concrete floors. That changed relatively quickly, actually. You know, Guantanamo, over time, has become, you know, quite a model detention facility. I think people now go there and are very surprised by, you know, how professionally run it is.
Well, if the conditions are better, what about the laws and regulations governing Guantanamo Bay? The president just signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which does a number of things, but most notably, it ensures that many of these men will never be transferred to U.S. prisons, and some of them will never be released ever.
This is, I think, the most disturbing thing about the NDAA. It persists in these restrictions on transfers from Guantanamo, makes it very hard to release people who are currently held there. This has been a source of contention between the Obama administration and Congress for some years now, and the NDAA relaxes the transfer restrictions a little bit, but keeps them in place, and I think the administration has a very legitimate set of anxieties about that and objections to that. Most germane to the birthday of Guantanamo, so to speak, it prohibits the transfer of anybody from Guantanamo to the United States, and thereby effectively prevents the closure of Guantanamo by preventing the building of any facility in the United States that might house Guantanamo detainees if you closed Guantanamo. So it does guarantee that Guantanamo will be with us as long as that law is with us.
Ben, what's the real issue then?
Guantanamo itself is not and should not be the issue. The issue is, are you going to engage in non-criminal detention? If you're going to engage in non-criminal detention, Guantanamo has advantages and disadvantages as a place to do it. If you're not going to engage in non-criminal detention, closing Guantanamo and moving the detainees to Thompson, Illinois is not really going to address your policy concern, right? And so my view is, let's have the conversation about, not about Guantanamo, but about detention policy.
It seems the White House, the Congress, and the courts have all reached some sort of consensus on non-criminal detention. So what else is there to say?
There's no serious debate anymore that we will be engaged in non-criminal detention in some form for the foreseeable future. All three branches of government have signed off on that proposition. The courts have okayed it repeatedly. Congress, in the NDAA, which we just talked about, has made clear that the activity is authorized. And that's the first time Congress has ever really said that. And presidents now of both political parties, I think George Bush, it's fair to say, is about as conservative a president as we're likely to elect, and Barack Obama is about as liberal a president as we're likely to elect. The difference between the category of people that they claim the authority to detain is one word. You know, George W. Bush claimed the authority to detain somebody who was part of or supporting enemy forces, and Barack Obama claims the authority to detain people who are part of or substantially supporting enemy forces. So the difference is the word substantially. You know, it's not a huge difference. It may be an important difference for certain reasons of international law, but it is not a huge difference as a substantive matter.
Guantanamo Bay was established to deal with terrorism, the terrorism that we came to know on September 11th, 2001. But by its very existence, does it conflict with the values that this country stands for?
I have no doubt that there are things that happened at Guantanamo that I am sorry as an American happened. I'm pretty confident that there is nothing happening at Guantanamo now that I'm sorry is happening. And I think the general proposition that we have built there a model of what detention ought to look like is a very sound one.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, or iPad, go to brookings.edu/mobile.